The first reading today, we hear about the vision that the prophet Isaiah had regarding Jerusalem. And while on one hand we can look at it and say, yes, we know that this is divinely inspired word of God, and therefore we obviously need to listen to it, but even more than that, we look at who it's coming through. Isaiah is so amazing in his prophecies, so precise, so exact, it is astounding what he says. And so when Isaiah says something, you listen. And obviously any of the prophets, we need to do that. They're all divinely inspired. But there's no one among the prophets who is as exacting as the prophet Isaiah. So one has to wonder what it is that he saw. Obviously, again, being Jewish, he's looking at the situation and saying, okay, the mountain of the Lord's house is going to be established as the highest mountain and raised above all the hills. Jerusalem is up in the mountains. The temple of the Lord is up there in Jerusalem. This is up high. It's a place where people are going to come. That's not what he's saying. That was already the case when Isaiah was alive. Now, of course, we could look at it and say, well, okay, but the temple was going to be destroyed and then Herod was going to rebuild it and blah, blah, blah. That's not what he's talking about. There's something different that he's talking about here. So again, we could look at it in perhaps a way that is more symbolic. And so we could say, well, it's about the church and the fact that this is where the church has been elevated. It's the mountain of God and so on, even though it's not set on a mountain physically, but as the temple was in Jerusalem. But maybe there's something even more. I wonder if on the other side of the triumph of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, if Jerusalem isn't going to be the center of the church. If everything in Rome winds up being destroyed, is the church going to be reestablished in Jerusalem? That is, after all, where the Lord established his church. That is where he died. That is where he rose from the dead. Now we know that St. Peter went to Rome and that's where things were set. But when you look at Scripture, it tells us that Jerusalem is the center of the world. That is the axis of the world. That is the place that God himself chose. That's the place where Isaiah was going to offer Isaac. That's the place where all of these holy things have happened. That's the place where God himself established everything. Is it possible? We'll find out. But that's what you have to wonder when you hear these words. When you read the book of the prophet Isaiah, and throughout Advent we hear from him quite a bit, it's interesting to note that there are a number of things in Isaiah that have not yet been fulfilled. And the Lord made very clear that every single thing will be fulfilled. And so as we move forward, we recognize that all of these things at some point have to happen. We really can't look back at this point, even though Isaiah wrote 700 years before the Lord lived. We can't look at it and say, this has really been already done. The mountain of the Lord's house has been established this way. I don't think so. I think that's still to come. We will see. It is God's word. As we heard in the gospel, all God has to do is speak, and it will be. So these things to us, we look at it and say, how can this be? How can this happen? Don't worry about it. Don't try and figure it out. Just leave it in God's hands, and let's see what he's going to do. In the meantime, it's for us to be able to say, we need to say, let us come to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, we may walk in his paths. That's what we have to do every day of our life, to be instructed by the Lord, to walk in his path, to follow in his way.